Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. Tonight we are broadcasting live to YouTube and Facebook. So if you're watching live, comment and let me know where you're listening from. My name's Cade Moyer, and tonight I will be your tour guide into our journey into the unknown. And later on, we will be having some open lines. Now, if you're watching this live, the number is 0730403096. You can call in and join in the conversation that we're having, because tonight I am joined by a very good friend of mine, Attila Caldi. Mate, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, mate. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. You know, you're the most returning guest to the podcast. I think this might be your sixth time coming on the show, and it's never enough, in my opinion, because I love it when you and I get together to chat, because the weirdest things always seem to happen whenever you and I talk. Like, I have gone through a couple of podcast recorders because for some reason they always seem to go a little haywire, like a ghost is in the machine. I can't explain it. The road technicians can't explain it. They just send me a new machine and say, best of luck.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to stop sending those infrasounds over to you, mate.
I will officially go on the record that, Attila, you have one of the most popular episodes of the podcast of all time with the Australian Skinwalker Ranch episodes. And during those episodes was when we had some of the most intense action, I guess, ever happened, because I was having weird knocks on the, like, on the walls and things like that, and you were having things kind of flung off your desk and stuff like that. It was rather intense. We actually had to cut our episode a little bit short because of what was going on.
Yeah, I clearly remember all that. I mean, put it this way, I'm not surprised that things start to happen when we talk about that place. I mean, even off air, you know, when the conversation comes up in the lounge room when my wife and I are talking about that location, because she had a fair share of experiences there too. Yeah, we start to hear and, yeah, feel things. And it's quite interesting because it's almost like you go there once and it never leaves you. I mean, you can leave from there, but it's almost like Hotel California, you know, you can always visit, but you can't ever leave.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I had the pleasure, because I have been absolutely infatuated with this location that it's, we won't tell the public where it is. You and I know where it is, because it's not really a safe place to go for multiple reasons. But ultimately, you took me to this location just a few months ago, and while I didn't get the opportunity to go inside, we did have the ability to kind of peer through a couple of security gates and things like that, and you kind of pointed out some of the areas where some of the most unbelievable activity happened. And I tell you, it's a completely, puts a completely different perspective on it when you can see how close some of these events may have happened.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm glad that I had a chance to actually show you, Cade, because we were on our way on a shoot, and we thought, well, let's take a quick detour and drive past this location. Because you're right. I mean, you know, you can describe it and talk about it, but it's not until you actually see it all stand there do you really start to appreciate what that place is like and where it's situated, because the location and where it's situated is quite different from other similar facilities that you would expect to, you know, expect to see or expect to visit. So yeah, its location's very unique, and I think that has a lot to do with what's actually going on there.
Yeah, and it's one of these locations that I think we could probably talk about this without giving it away, that it is actually way more remote than I expected it to be, because while it is located in, I guess, like a Sydney area, my gosh, it feels like it's a world away from everyone. And when you are there, it's so isolated, and I can see, you can actually feel the energy of that location is so different from anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember those feelings quite well, and like they happened yesterday. And you, when things start unfolding there, and I'm not talking about scary things, I'm talking about terrifying things, because this place just seemed to take things to a whole new level. You feel very isolated and very alone out there, even though you're with a crew or with two or three other people. Regardless how many people you have, you do feel very much alone out there, because you can try to run there. You are miles away from the nearest property that could potentially even help you. So, yeah, it definitely has that sense of isolation and that sinister. Even the location itself, and especially when you go there on a rainy day, it just has that sinister atmosphere about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good point that you bring up, is about the complete isolation of it being almost an element of its own, I guess, fear. Because if anything does go down, and things have gone down, you yourself have experienced physical harm there. That absolutely really adds a whole other dimension of terror to it. Not just the fact that you are in one of the most terrifying locations, but there's a health and safety aspect of terror to it as well, where medical care is literally hours and hours and hours away.
And there have been occasions where vehicles did not start when trying to make I wouldn't say a quick exit, but, you know, a reasonably well decided and quickly executed pack up stuff and let's get out of here type exit. We've had situations where the vehicles wouldn't start, you know, I mean, but I mean, that extends beyond my experience too, because previous owners have had some very interesting experiences there. In fact, if I do remember correctly, one of the owners actually sold the property because they believed it was cursed.
Wow. Wow, that's intense, and that's a real life implication of a haunting that goes to another level, because it's a lot of work to sell a property, especially a property like that. So that really adds a lot of credence to the craziness of that kind of location, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure, absolutely. Even tradesmen who are asked to do some work there, and I'm going back here, you know, 15, 20 years ago now, and these tradesmen were hired to do some restoration work, some repainting, redecorating, and this is before it actually completely fell apart. And we found out that the tradesmen just one day, in the middle of the day, just got up and left, and they left all their tools there, and they just got up and left, and they never came back.
Wow.
So I think that in itself kind of sort of tells you, you know, if you look outside the the idea of paranormal investigations and just visiting that place because of what it is. These people had no particular interest in the unexplained or the paranormal, yet something did unfold there that made them just leave the location and leave some very expensive tools. And we're talking power tools, ladders, you know, tins of paint that were freshly opened. Yeah, so it's an interesting background story.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact is, at the end of the day, that's those guys' livelihoods that they're leaving behind. And you just don't leave that stuff behind for no reason at all. It's going to take something pretty full on for you to just go, nope. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.